Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rick Caserio make a mistake drafting Derek Stingley instead of Sauce Gardner? That's a question that we've been asking. We were asking leading up to the draft. We're going to ask the guy who coached Sauce Gardner live out here at the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. We're going to talk to Luke Fickell, Coach of the Year last year in college football. Oh, by the way, 100 days away from the start of the college football season. How about that? Was Sauce the right pick? Did the Texans not get the best corner in the draft? We'll ask Luke Fickell about that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Also talk to Stanford Rout, Grumpy Ass Baseball Spo at 10:45. I got a bone to pick
grumpy,
with him.
Grumpy, grumpy.
I think he misses COVID.
That's what I tweeted to you.
I think Adam Spillane misses COVID. Come he on. Liked COVID baseball. We'll explain that at 10:35. Don't know what's going on with him. We'll also get into that weird HBO sports last night. I don't know what they accomplished yesterday. They being the defense of Deshaun Watson, rushing to get out what they got out yesterday. But we'll cuss and discuss it because it deserves our attention. And I don't want to say that the Browns, you know, made the wrong decision trading for Deshaun Watson, but the strategy that he has implemented in trying to move forward with his football life, with his brand, etc. I don't know that you could handle it worse than he has.
Yes, but specific to last night, which is more the news, I think Rusty Harden, brilliant. Obviously, we all know that. And Leah Graham, the attorney that was kind of wedged into the program last night, like almost like a last minute. I think that's what struck me, just sort of grasping at straws, throwing everything they can against the wall to see what sticks. And that, too, reflects on Deshaun Watson, what you're talking about, and just how bizarre it is, and just how much staying power that this Deshaun Watson is going to have. It's going to have a lot of staying power, largely because of Deshaun and how he's handling it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, live from the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. Rusty Harden was on 92.3 The Fan yesterday, our sister station. And even Rusty Harden, who is doing a really good job at trying to get whatever it is he wants to get out, he's making the media rounds. And he told one of the weirdest stories at the end that I really don't know what the heck Rusty Harden was talking about. Here was Rusty Harden on 92.3 The Fan yesterday. This is one of the weirder stories that you will ever hear. I think we got it back at the studio. This is Rusty Harden. They asked him, is there anything else that you want to get out? And just listen to this and tell me, as someone, like, let's just say I'm a Browns fan and I'm trying to figure out what exactly Rusty Harden is talking about and what's up with Deshaun Watson. Listen to this weird story that Rusty Harden laid out yesterday on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan.
It was just one of those things, and it was an incredible effort all over the country, really, Rusty Harden. to be able to try to spin these stories, say these things, deflect attention. It's his job, but it was pretty transparent.
Here it was. I really don't understand what the heck the point of this one was. And this is where I kind of roll my eyes. Everything else was basically a summary of what we heard in the Between the Lines podcast. But here's Rusty Harden.
If you talk to the people that knew him there, the emails I get, I get all of these emails from women. One woman wrote me and said, I'm a 54-year-old white woman redneck. And I remember Deshaun Watson from the time he was in the fifth grade on safety patrol, escorting kids to their cars in the rain. I followed the guy all through high school. I followed that guy all the way through Clemson, and I followed him from afar. And he is a wonderful human being.
What is
good for her?
Redneck white woman like, as a crossing guard. What are we doing?
But again, this is about Rusty.
Do you think this is his idea, or do you think this is because part of me thinks that maybe Deshaun and whoever else advises him is saying we got to get out there now. We got to get out there in front of this. We got to figure this out, because that was really bizarre yesterday on the Real Sports. You won't believe. You'll hear it in about 10 minutes. That was one of the weirdest, like, we got to get this in type of things that I've ever seen. It was actually probably the worst effort of this whole trial.
He works for Deshaun Watson. It's not just
public opinion.
It's not just in real court. Exactly. He's trying to craft and help Deshaun Watson with the legal cases, the criminal cases, the civil cases, and now he is on the record as trying to defend him and really lobby the NFL to shorten his suspension. So that's what he's doing. He's like, hey, look at this lady, and who he called a redneck. I don't know why he brought that up, but look at this lady. She knew him since fifth grade. What a great young man he is. Well, that doesn't mean anything with what has happened. And first of all, people change. And secondly, you don't really know what's going on with everybody's life. And he's just using this as sort of crafting that image, trying to help Deshaun.
I got
to
get to something. We'll hear this strange defense. We'll also hear from Baseball Spo in this hour, live from the American Heart Association Champions Lunch at King Ranch Texas Kitchen. Luke Fickell coming up at 11 o'clock. I've got to ask this. And yeah. Sean Pendergast went on this rant last week. Adam Spillane went on the rant yesterday. Why do people hate the Waves so much? I'm not going to sit here and say the Waves the best thing in the world, but why is it that the Wave is one of those things that everybody just seems to hate?
You know what I think a big reason is? Because people half-ass it. It, you know, like you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, if you're going to do the Wave, I'm with you if we get into it and we do it the right way. It's like kind of a golf clap of stadium, you know, events. It's like it was cool back in the day. It was one of those places where I think Detroit started it, if I'm remembering that right, the Detroit Tigers. And it was awesome to see the whole stadium, everybody doing it. And now it's like, I guess.
Well, that's because everybody's trying to follow like the lead of like the Wave is the worst thing in the world. Like Pendergast is at the game Saturday.
But which came first?
And I don't know. Like Pendergast is at the game and he's sitting. He's tweeting out how much he hates the Wave, and then Spillane's mad at the Wave. Like of all things that we're mad about, like crowd participation, the Wave just seems to be the thing. And I think like one person said it and everyone just piled on.
Maybe.
Like, what's so bad about the Wave?
But did that come first, or did it come first? Like people are just half-assing this thing. Why are we doing this? You know, people don't do the Wave. If you're going to do the Wave, it should be 40,000 people or 35, whatever it is at Minute Maid Park. And let's go. Let's have an effect on the game. You know, let's try to really, really, really do something. But it's like, kind of. Some people are standing, some aren't. It peters out after about five sections. Then the real excited guy in the front who really wants to do it this time tries again and again and again. I think that's what it is.
The other thing is the kids love it.
Kids love it.
Like the kids absolutely love it. Like, do you remember your first Wave? I remember my first Wave.
I don't know if I remember my first Wave.
Like, am I participating in the Wave now as a grown-ass man? Probably
not. Do you really?
But, yeah, I remember my first Wave. It was cool. Like, kids like the Wave. Baseball's a quiet game. It's a little bit too quiet. Sometimes it's a little bit too stale. I don't understand where the Pendergasts of the world, the Spillanes of the world, all the baseball people so mad at the Wave. Why? What did the Wave do to you? What's wrong with some crowd participation? They're doing the Wave at these corny soccer matches that you watch. Like these corny,
but they're doing it with authority.
With your fake soccer fandom. Like every time I see one of these guys are like going around doing the Wave.
First of all, no. not fake.
I thought that was supposed to be the best fans there are. So if they can do the wave, why can't we do it at the juice box?
Because they're doing it with authority. They're doing it with full participation. And they're already on their feet because soccer fans are nuts.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Another thing, and this came up today with
John
McClain. Yeah, I'm airing grievances. before we get into this Watson stuff, another thing that I got to get into, and I heard McClain talking about it. I hear people talk about it. It is one of the annual wine fests of the year. And another thing I don't get: why do people hate the Pro Bowl so much?
Now that one I'm with.
It's the week before the Super Bowl. If you don't want to watch the Pro Bowl, don't watch the Pro Bowl. What do you want these guys to do? Do you want them to strap on the pads and try to break each other's legs?
No.
They've been going through. They went through a gruesome football season. They're just out there messing around. It means a lot to the players. It's just a celebration. The ratings are still awesome. So now there's talk about changing the Pro Bowl, and there's like some sort of joy. You guys are going to miss the Pro Bowl because it's going to eliminate yet another thing that you can whine about.
Are the ratings awesome?
They're not bad compared to other sports. Like,
I've never really paid attention.
Yeah, the ratings are not bad. They do not do bad.
I think I'm with that side. I think the Pro Bowl.
What do you want them to do? Break each other's legs?
No, I don't want that. But I don't want to watch just like it's not even a walkthrough. Walkthroughs, like what the Texans are doing right now, are more intense than what they're doing. And so I don't want necessarily the injury factor to come into play, but they're kicking around. Roger Goodell said I think yesterday that it's not working. I think that was his quote. The Pro Bowl is not working. And something needs to change. Now what the answer is, I've heard a bunch, I've seen a bunch. I actually don't know what the answer is. But it's a joke and it's not fun to watch. I never watch it.
Then don't watch it.
I don't get it.
But at the annual, the Pro Bowl, I can't believe that the Pro Bowl is going on and they're not tackling each other. Sorry, man. They've been going at it for months.
Maybe they should play a softball game.
No, they don't need it. Why do I want to watch? That's the other. Like, why do I want to watch?
Because it'll be more intense.
Play softball
with less contact.
Like this golf thing where Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are golfing against Mahomes.
That gets good ratings.
I don't need to watch those guys play golf.
A lot of people do.
Watch them play football.
Have them play like a legit softball game. Those guys will be going.
I don't want to watch softball ever. Like there's not like ESPN's trying to force feed me this like softball tournament going on right now. I don't need to watch that.
Tom Brady was knocking them, stiff yesterday.
I don't need to watch. I don't need to watch.
Took
softball.
A little BP.
Who wants to watch softball?
Sure, I'll watch that for the Pro Bowl.
I respect the softball pitcher. Shout out to all the high school softball pitchers out there. It's more in the legs than the arm. It's a fascinating game, but come on, I don't need to watch softball.
What if they had an all-time pitcher and played fast pitch softball?
I don't need to watch them play anything but football. I don't want to watch Tom Brady do anything but play football. What is it like? What is this like?
But it's the Pro Bowl. You're not watching. You can't tell me you watch the Pro Bowl.
I watch the Pro Bowl. I do.
All four quarters.
Yeah, it's a celebration of the games. There's stories.
I call BS.
I watch it. I watch it, and I also, like, there's stories. Like, it's a good – it's basically like a three-hour celebration of the season, and you hear all the stories. There's the features on what this guy did. There's the features on what that guy did. There's talk
well,
about
that's
what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're just messing around. Like, I respect these guys putting their bodies on the line for – whatever, 17 games now, to where if they're going out there and they just want to mess around and horse around and all that type of stuff, and they want to, throw double flea flickers and not tackle each other, I'm fine with it.
Well, you're a better fan than me, or maybe you're a worse fan than me.
It depends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.